Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. And there are always those. Always. Who will question that? And they will look upon this three-dimensional scene. And they will say there is a man in a chair pretending for money. For this is the bubble of reality that an old energy has brought you that you live in. You walk around in this survival mode. And so many times you're presented with things that those who are with you say, well, you should pay attention because this one is real. And so there is no judgment. Every time we sit here, every time, in front of this group, in this energy, at this time of month, every time, we ask you if it is reasonable, since you are in the chair and have committed all day long, is it reasonable and logical that you would expand the bubble of your dimensionality, of your perception, of what you will allow that you have been told perhaps is foolishness or isn't there? And for only a few hours to suspend it all and say, what if this was exactly what it seems? And at the end of the day, if you don't like it or you don't agree, you can close right back up and walk out the door. And I'll say it again and again and again. You walk out the door and we're still with you. You got the same entourage that walks out the door with the healer, and there are healers in this room. For the love of God is that way. Dear one, there is no judgment for family. There just isn't. And if you've been told there is, that is the bubble we wish you to break. Turquoise beings. Could that be real? And what does it mean? Coming from a source that should know. And she does. You should see what color she is. She's on the stage. Nancy. Turquoise beings. What makes turquoise? Take a look at some of the colors and what they mean. What does blue mean? It's mother. What does green mean? Healing. When you put them together, what do you have? You have the healing mother energy flying into this place, this earth, that is rebalancing and recalibrating itself in a way that the indigenous knew about. It's time to recalibrate your thinking, dear one. And take a look at the wisdom of Gaia. The wisdom of those who lived long ago. Some of you are being asked to bring this into your Akash forward. For you are your own ancestor. I know who's here. I know who's here. Do you know who sits in this room? The unnamed and the named, do you know who's here? I don't want to embarrass those who I would name and not name. There are world-class healers and readers among you. the teacher Barbara is here, whose portal is so wide open that she knows exactly what's happening on the stage. My partner's spiritual mother. The healer B is here, who can heal long distance in real ways through quantum energy and entanglement. The profound, profound work of Michelle is here, who is the first one in the science of astrology to put together the layers of an interdimensional chart on top of a three-dimensional one. Way ahead of her time. Ask her about the indigenous. The teacher Keith is here. He always is. Knows all about the chemistry in the eye. The ones who helped my partner with the books are here. That's family. He calls it the home room, and he doesn't understand his home room. It's a lot bigger than Earth. I know who's here. And the ones who are unnamed, who are doing profound work, who have come this day to check it out, I know who you are as you sit there. And here's what I want to tell you. I'm going to give you something tonight. At the end of the day, I want to tell you about the next 18 years. Some things to think about, perhaps you haven't. To bring this into a focus, it might be a little different. I want you to all celebrate the fact that you are aware of the shift. And for most of you in the room, that is what brings you here. And I want to remind you of something. How do I say it? This is why you're here. You were scheduled to awaken now. I'm talking to three people in this room who didn't really know if they were coming. And I want to celebrate that you're in the chair. And I want to tell you something. You were born for this, and it's going to resound to you. And there's nothing to join, dear one, and there's no one to pay. This is about an awakening to who you are. To join a family who is working with this planet to accomplish the love of God. As it surges into what we would call the divine feminine age. Mother energy. Healing energy. A softer planet, as my partner talks about. And all of you came for this moment. All of you. And there are young folks here. And there are seniors here. And it doesn't matter because you're all as old as the hills. If you find yourself listening to these words and resounding to this energy, I tell you, old soul, you've been here before. And for so many of you, wandering the Akash of this planet, for the number of years that you put in and the lifetimes that you put in, this is the one that matters. Or this is the one where you plant the seeds. We sat in a chair just like this and told you about your parents on the other side of the veil before they ever came in and knew the potential of your being born. I sat right here and told you the significance of that. You've got to put on a whole nother thinking hat for that one. That they knew you would be the ones. And they may have actually disowned you because you were too odd or strange. They may have shut the door. They may not even be here anymore. But they knew what you were going to do. On the other side of the veil with the mind of God, it's a different system. And all of them are responsible, therefore, for what you're going to do. And we ask you to look at this, to recalibrate your feelings to them, in case there were any feelings that were beyond love, compassion, honor, and grace. How about that? This is your time. Turquoise beings, they stand around you. They're coming in here. Love, healing, compassion. It is a new planet. And for those of you who say, I don't see it, all I see is war and horror, all I see is trouble and dark energy, I will tell you, this is why they call you light worker. For this is the time for your light. You waited all this time. It is the transition, dear one. Make it a good one. 23 years ago, I appeared in my partner's life and his partner. And now I sit in the chair and say, now you know why. Now you know why. Took all this time just to get ready. And many of you are. And so this is the way of it. The portal is open and ready for you to walk through it. And the portal is compassionate action, a recalibration of thought, of energy, of the way you live. I'll be back. And so it is.